A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you! Cried a cheerful voice. It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came upon him so quickly that this was the first intimation he had of his approach.
Bah! Said Scrooge. Humbug!
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. Mr. L. Prosser was, as they say, only human. Today, something had gone seriously wrong with his job, which was to see that Arthur Dent's house got cleared out of the way before the day was out.
"Come off it, Mr. Dent," he said.
"You can't win, you know. You can't lie in front of the bulldozer indefinitely."
Arthur lay in the mud and squelched at him.
"I'm game," he said. "We'll see who rusts first."
Live and Let Die by Ian Fleming. M's chief of staff had telephoned at midnight to say that M wanted to see Bond at 9 the next morning.
"A bit early in the day," he had apologized. "But he seems to want some action from somebody. Been brooding for weeks. Suppose he's made up his mind at last.
Any line you can give me over the telephone?"
"A for Apple and C for Charlie," said the chief of staff, and rang off.